Homo Politicus. Hello, and welcome to another issue of Political Spotlight. My name is Hillary Rodham, and I'm joined here in the studio by our correspondent, Ronald Roberts. Hello, Ronald.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, for many years now, we've been describing people in terms of left or right wing. Very basically, these terms are used to label someone a liberal or a conservative. But as I understand it, scientists have made an interesting discovery with regard to this, haven't they?
Well, yes. Scientists have been working hard on the theory that people are predisposed to be either a liberal or a conservative. There is a relationship between brain neurons and how people react when they're confronted with really tough choices.
Really? So Aristotle may have been correct when he said that, by nature, man is a political animal.
Quite, yes. Conservatives tend to crave order and structure in their lives. They are very consistent in the way that they make their decisions. The study says that, by contrast, liberals show a higher tolerance for ambiguity and complexity of thought. They often adapt more easily to unexpected circumstances.
And does this come from our genetic makeup?
Well, psychologists from New York University, led by David Amodio, developed a test to see how the brains of liberals and conservatives reacted to the same stimulus.
And what were the results of this test?
What they found was an unmistakable connection between the type of brain you have and the type of person you are. They saw that the same areas of the brain were activated in people with the same political persuasion. The liberals showed a significantly greater activity in the spontaneous part of the brain, whereas the conservatives had strong brain activity in the center of the brain, in the more formalized and regulated part.
So I suppose that links well with the hypothesis that conservatives enjoy routine and order more than liberals.
Yes, it would explain that link very well.
So are we all pre-programmed to have political opinions before birth?
Well, that is an interesting argument, but we have to remember that other factors are also very important. It's a bit like the old nature versus nurture argument that we often have.
Well, thank you for coming in to explain it all to us.
My pleasure.